Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Welcome, Natalie. Welcome to Second Date Update. Tell us about what's happening with Colton.
Hi, so thanks so much for picking me. He's a mystery to me at this point.
Are there any clues at all from what you message us about here at 1029thewolf.com?
I'm not sure, but I mean, I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks, so I feel like it's not a good sign.
We'll see what we can do here. Natalie, tell us how the two of you met.
Yeah, so it's good. Okay, it sounds weird, but we found each other in the comment section of a Reddit post. And we were joking around with each other, and then we realized that we lived near each other and started messaging and then decided, okay, maybe we'll meet in real life.
So you liked his humor. You met on Reddit, which is,
a subgroup for something regarding Minnesota topics or whatever? Because Reddit's a huge platform.
It was just on, like, this random post, and I found his comment to be funny.
Wow.
And people that are funny are awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. That's why you listen to us.
Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah, exactly.
All right. So what did you do on the date? Was it fun? Did you have a great time? You obviously like Colton a lot. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I was too nervous to commit to dinner. So we met for hot chocolate.
Okay. Oh, cool. That's good. And how was the conversation?
Yeah. How'd that go?
I thought it went pretty well. I was a little awkward in the beginning, and you know, until I know someone, I can be a little shy. But I thought he was really friendly, and within 10 minutes I felt more relaxed. Okay. And I was having a good time.
Okay. And why do you think, Natalie, you haven't heard from Colton in these 2 weeks since that date?
I honestly have no idea. The only thing that I can think is that maybe he just doesn't want to deal with someone that, you know, shy like I can be.
Okay. Why don't we call him? We're going to see what we learn from Colton. We'll call him next. How does that sound to you?
It sounds perfect. Thank you so much for helping.
Hello?
Colton.
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, Colton. It's not a sales call or a spam call, and I got to tell you, you're on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf. It's Thunder and PT, and we do the morning show here. Would you have a moment to talk to us on air about a situation from a couple of weeks ago?
What kind of situation?
Okay, so you went on a date with a woman named Natalie. We do a segment called Second Date Update where, you know, somebody's kind of went out on a great first date. They thought it was a great first date, and the other person hasn't contacted them for a second date.
And she reached out to us.
Yes. And
that's how we got your number.
And she would just like to know what's going on, if you're still interested, and that's why we're calling you this morning.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not ready for this.
Would you just tell us, would you consider going out with Natalie again?
Gosh, I mean,
did you have fun on the first date?
No, it's not. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a little reluctant.
No,
to talk
I know.
About this,
but, okay, just friend to friend, Colton. Did you like Natalie? Did you have fun on the first date? Okay, good.
No. She's really cool. She's super pretty. Everything. Yeah, she seems great.
Can you tell us why you haven't gotten back in touch with her since the date?
I guess I could tell you that. It's kind of embarrassing, but in short, she has the same name as my dog.
I'm sorry?
What?
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, you have a dog named Natalie.
That's right. I know, it's kind of unusual. And when I adopted her, that was the name she had. I didn't realize, you know, it was just through coincidence. And I didn't want to confuse her.
Okay, so
the dog by changing it.
Okay, but why is that why is that a problem?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my trainer says it's not a good idea to have, like, you know, two same names. and
okay, but too
confusing for the dog. You know, we were going by our usernames at first, our Reddit usernames, when I found out,
right?
And I didn't think it was a big deal, but it's just not working for me. And
I'm so sad right now.
What's that?
Okay, so Colton, we forgot to mention earlier that Natalie is here, not your dog. But Natalie, the woman you went out on a date with 2 weeks, Natalie is actually here on the line, and she has been listening in to the the conversation. Natalie, what did you want to say?
I'm so sad right now to hear that.
Yeah.
Natalie, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to leave you hanging. I kept trying to figure it out and get over the name thing, and it's just not working.
Natalie, do you have like a nickname that your friends call you or whatever?
You can't change Natalie's name.
Well, I'm just trying, you know.
I mean, I don't have a nickname, but he could give me one.
See?
That's not gonna work.
Oh, okay, but Colton, could your dog go by another name, a related name to Nat, you know, Natty.
Natty Light.
I mean, like I said, I've been training her with this name, and I don't want to just uproot the whole thing and have to start over with that.
And Natalie, you know what? I can kind of understand where Colton's coming from, because if he says,
Natalie, you want to go outside? Oh, yeah. Come on.
Time for a treat. You want a treat,
Natalie?
Says,
Natalie, go potty, and so you think it's going to be her, Natalie? Come on.
Just think about this, though, PT. If Colton says, be a good girl, sit, and then Natalie, the human, his girlfriend, sits on the couch.
Yeah, that would, I get
she
it.
She would
but,
be having to follow, she'd be following along. It sounds a little controlling if he's telling the dog, giving commands to the dog, and then Natalie is actually the one following him.
Hey, Colton, honestly, you have a dog named Natalie and a potential, you know, girlfriend named Natalie. How can that be that big of a deal, man?
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to figure it out, and I can't. Get around it.
You can't get over it.
So, so it's a no. Right. So for a second date, because your dog is named Natalie, it's a no for you.
Yeah.
Natalie, I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, thank you so much for all of your help.
Yeah. I mean, look at it this way. At least you won't be eating out of a bowl.
And oh my God.
You don't want to be doing that. You want to be following another Natalie around.
That's
you know,
true.
Burying bones in the backyard and. No, that's just not gonna work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we wish you all the best, Natalie, and you too, Colton. And we want to thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.